President Joe Biden issued an apology last week for a federal policy of forcibly separating Native children from their parents and sending them to boarding schools where they endured abuse and some died.
Generations of Native children stolen, taken away to places they didn't know, with people they never met, who spoke a language they had never heard.
Joseph Rupnik is chairman of Illinois' federally recognized tribe, the Prairie Band Potawatomi Nation. He told IPM's Emily Hayes that after the boarding schools, only five of the 4,500 members of the band speak Potawatomi as a first language.
What has been the experience of people in your nation with boarding schools?
Start off with my mom, who was 3 years old when she was first taken to attend boarding school, and they shipped her to Marty, South Dakota. So when the agents came down, my grandparents tried to say she's not old enough. They said, no, she's plenty old. And they took her to South Dakota. Of course, our reservation is in Kansas.
Can you tell me more about how you think the boarding schools affected your mom?
She never talked Indian again. And I remember when I was a little kid, my grandparents was talking Indian to us, and then she got mad at them. And then part of that was because she says, well, I don't want these kids to grow up with broken English and, you know, and having, you know, somebody abuse them like I was. That was a piece of us that was taken away that we'll never be able to get back.
What do you think would be a true apology then for the U.S. government doing the boarding schools?
While apologies are good, that does not really translate into action. And right now, tribes have to compete against each other for grant dollars for language revitalization. I said, if the government truly wanted to make that first step, then the ultimate goal should be that no tribe should ever have to pay for language revitalization. That should be an amount that Congress sets aside that is directly paid to the tribe for those language programs.
So do you have any language revitalization programs right now?
Yes, we do.
What does that look like?
They're doing a really good job. They're starting to teach a lot of the youth. They also partner with our local school district, where they're able to go in and teach the language in school, and it's open to anybody. On top of that, you know, we're working towards making our language instructors certified so that those kids that do participate in that language program in school can use that as credits for secondary education.
What would you say is your next step in language revitalization?
Same as it has been for since I've been in office. Of course, we fund our language program, try to get as many folks involved in it as we can. So as a government, we're making sure that it's there, it's available, and that they have the necessary funds to continue the program.
Thank you so much for your time.
That was IPM education reporter Emily Hayes talking with Joseph Rupnik, the chairman of Illinois' federally recognized tribe, the Prairie Band Potawatomi Nation.